You're an artisan in nature. You've inherited a gift from your Heavenly Father to create. The world is looking and crying out for designers, creators. Your gift mix can be expressed in so many different ways. I want to encourage you to ask the Lord, how can you take it to the next level? I shared with the group on Saturday morning. I listened to a number of different speakers. So I'm gaining wisdom and insight from all over the place regarding the times and season that we're in right now. And overwhelmingly, they're declaring the times we're living in right now. They're calling it a time of extremes. How many would say it's true? Everything out there has gone to a whole nother level. A time of extremes, and at the same time, we're drowning in information while starving for wisdom. The world is starving for wisdom. And the deck is stacked in our favor. We have access to divine wisdom. And it can flow through you and me. We're called to be shrewd in strategy, pure in motives. Or as most Bibles say, wise as serpents, harmless as doves. Lance Wallnau words it, shrewd in strategy, pure in motives. Shrewd in strategy, using divine wisdom to strategize your future. How many could use a fresh anointing of divine wisdom tonight? Let's just stand where we're at. I'd love to pray over us. Father, I thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you that we have access to divine wisdom like Solomon. You asked him, what could I do for you? And he asked for wisdom. And you anointed him with divine wisdom. Father, here we are, your kids. While we're yet in our mother's womb, you designed us to operate with special gifting. Gifting that's meant to catch the attention of the world. And Father, I bless each one right now. Just begin to receive. Holy Spirit, would you begin to flow upon and in each person represented here. And the Father, I agree, truly, the Holy Spirit in us is meant for us. But the anointing that's upon us is meant for them, the world, just as it was with Jesus. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me to be hope for the poor, healing for the brokenhearted, freedom for the prisoners, to announce a time of jubilee. And I declare it. We are in a time of jubilee, and I declare jubilee over each one of you right now. Freedom to step into your gifting. Freedom to unwrap the gifts that have laid dormant. And just as it was with Joseph, his favor, the favor of God, lay dormant until it was sown into the need, the soil of somebody else's need. So I pray, Father, that you'd give direction to where they're each one of us is to sow our time, energy, resource, and gifting into, so favor could be released to transform culture. Holy Spirit, come now, rest upon each one. And I say to the gifting in each one, come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive in Jesus' name. Come alive in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for such a time as this, that we are here today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I bless the creativity in each one. You are unique. You are one of a kind. You are an answer to somebody's prayer. And I thank God for each one of you. And thank you for the call, Lord, to a larger life for each one of us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I pray this would be a great week. I pray that it would be a week where you experience the favor of heaven upon your life. I pray this would be a week where you experience the peace of God that surpasses all understanding to fill you. And I pray that the storms of life and the storms that have been bombarding many of your mind, will, and emotions would end right now in Jesus' name. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding would fill you from head to toe. And I just for your info, peace is the potting soil for revelation. The greater the level of peace you walk in, the greater the revelation you will begin to pick up. So may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding fill you from head to toe, so that the spirit of revelation would begin to manifest itself in your life. Insight, strategy from heaven. Dreams at night, visions in the day. And like Solomon, you'll begin to be a designer of the masterpiece called your life, as you are co-creators with your Heavenly Father for your future. The best way to predict your future, co-create it with Him as He's unfolding your life and unfolding strategy that's going to shape you and form you more and more into the image of His Son, Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.